Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And Hodge stays on the field with Mooney and McLeod. Here's Cousins with pressure. He's going to launch, and Mooney hangs on! Touchdown, Atlanta, on a bullet from Cousins!
Let's go!
Yeah, that was a bullet, all right.
Let's go!
Hey, guess what? He stepped into that one, Atlanta. This is the Morning Show Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Squidbly Bo Morgan alongside the All-American former Atlanta Falcon national champion Michael P. Johnson.
You're about to get a headbutt. I'm feeling jacked up. I headbutted Dylan last night after the win in Tutty.
I think
he's shaking his head. He's like, man, I got knocked out.
Well, I got a shoulder jab from the quarterback.
Is that what happened?
You know, pull up the Hodge touchdown real quick. I want you guys to hear something.
Hit a little frog in his throat at one point. Phone lines are open, by the way, 404-726-0929.
So I'll tell you something. As soon as the touchdown happened, like as when Kadarrell broke the tackle and he split it, I jumped straight up. I'm pretty sure. I had a little bit of a moment where I'm not sure what booth cam's going to show, but Arch has a moment in his analysis of what happened. See if you can catch it. Let's hear it.
Not as big a receiver though, obviously.
Here's Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught to Darryl Hodge. 35, 30,
take it, baby.
20, 15, 10, 5, bang. Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadarrell. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadarrell Hodge and the Falcons.
He looks at me and says, are you serious? And I'm like,
he almost let it dig.
Tell you something, that's the excitement in that radio booth. You know, I've been in that booth for since 2012, and I've been with the network since 10.
It's a beautiful thing.
It feels like there's an explosion right now because we have been waiting for these moments, Mike, since Matt's been gone, really since 17, to win games like this, and we've won three of them like this, and man, it feels good. That's why I'm interested to see how everyone else out there is feeling.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. Let's take a call. Let's go to our buddy Matt out in Covington. Matt, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Falcons Friday. Hope you're enjoying the victory.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am, because today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, Matt.
Appreciate it. But Bo said it, man. I think Bo said it earlier that he wanted to give a shout out to somebody special on the offense. I want to give a shout out to Darnell Mooney, man. Like, both Darnell Mooney and London had both over 100 yards. London had 150. Mooney had like 100 yards, and I believe both of them had a touchdown. And this is what I'm talking about. And if you go back and look, the way Ramin Morris and Kirk Cousins looked at each other at the end of the game. They both looked at each other and said, Morris said in his face, you are the guy and you are the reason why I brought you here in Atlanta. Let's go.
Let's go.
Nice. Love
Let's
it, Matt.
Go.
Hey, Matt, I got
yes,
a number.
Sir.
I got a number for you. Want to talk about Darnell. Yeah. Darnell played phenomenal. You want to talk about Drake?
Yeah. Let's talk about Drake.
Drake London's last two games, now one of which was Desmond Ridder throwing to him in this game, but last two games against Tampa Bay, he has caught 22 balls for 326 yards with a touchdown.
Ooh.
So I know Antoine Winfield was out, but he's not guarding Drake. They don't have an answer for Drake right now in Tampa Bay's secondary. Well, 326 yards and 22 catches in two games. I'll tell you something. Drake London, I think the fourth fastest to 2,000 yards as an Atlanta Falcon receiver. I don't know what y'all need to hear, but Drake London has progressed into a hell of a player. He's kind of got that. Was it Mike Evans? Not Mike Evans. Excuse me, not Mike Evans. Mike Thomas.
Yes.
In New Orleans.
Yes.
Where he wasn't burning you. But he was making every catch, contested or not. It reminds me of Michael Thomas' heyday with Drew Brees.
Yeah, does such a good job coming back to the ball. And honestly, I think Drake London's done better this year of breaking tackles, getting up the field, trying to get to the sticks, and doing a number of other different things, man.
Yeah,
he seems like he's more complete now. Not that he hasn't been, but I can see the awakening coming from his relationship with Kirk Cousins and the timing that kind of comes from that. So it's been beautiful to watch.
And Darnell Mooney is that I think he's that guy that Kirk had. He has some great chemistry with Drake, but just the difference in who Drake and Darnell are. He has the same chemistry with Darnell and same trust, and it's allowing him to just turn it loose for these guys. He had a throw to Darnell to get a first down where, Mike, he's on the – I think it was in the third quarter. Everything he wants to do is on the right side, and I know that because Arch did a phenomenal job of breaking it down. It's not like I'm just trying to say I know everything. But everything,
you're not drawing it up on the whiteboard.
Everything he wants to do on the right side in the last second, he's like, I got to get rid of this. And he looks over, and Darnell's running a bench or an out, whatever you want to call it. And he just unloads it, and Darnell had ran the throw, and Darnell's route broke him open, and it was another play where they moved the chains.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, the highlights are rolling on TV right now. I still can't believe that on 4th and 15, threw an interception with 1:45 left, and then here we are today talking about a Falcons victory. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in Walker from Winder. Walker, good morning, man. Happy Falcons Friday.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Squid Billy, and good morning to the All-American Mike Johnson.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, Welcome in. Welcome in.
Dude, I got a couple things, but can we give Kirk Cousins credit for him going through his reads all night and that offensive line holding it down for him to be able to go through his reads?
Yeah, talk dirty to me, baby. Talk dirty to me.
And,
that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And also, the offense, how about the play with 1 second left to spike the ball, to call that gutsy play to go right down the middle, the offensive line hustling to the line to get up there to spike the ball with 1 second left to kick a field goal for Young Wiku. That was just amazing.
Yeah,
it's a really good point, and I want to add to that. You mentioned everyone in there, but one of the most important parts about that play is Drake to make the catch and to go down when he did, because he still had room, and your instinct in that play is to keep fighting, but the situational awareness to go down immediately – like he did, I think helped onto it. Arch and I talked before the game, and we talked on pregame as well with you and Chris Goforth. He talked about how Tampa will disguise their blitzes so well, and they're coming from everywhere. And I think that's a good point, that the offensive line was able to find it, pick it up for the most part, other than, you know, when Vita Vea gets on Bijan. But for the most part, pick it up, and gave Kirk enough time. And Kirk, his clock in his head was, I can't stick on these routes long. If it's not there, I got to move to the next read. I thought he did a really good job of that.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. There's a couple of things about the spike that I think that I want to point out. First and foremost, the real MVP in this might be just straight up the referee that just touched the ball. I don't know if anybody did not see it last night, go back and watch the referee that is in charge of spotting the ball. And he's like, dude, I don't want to be part of the show. I'm simply going to touch this ball down. That's my spot, and I'm getting out of the way. The other thing is, and you and I slept here last night.
Yeah.
Because we got off so late, so I don't know if you were able to see this, but the interaction between Kirk Cousins and Ryan Fitzpatrick on the Amazon set last night.
I didn't get to see this.
Okay, so Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of asked him about how ballsy it was that you throw the slant right there at the end of the game with 12 seconds left. And Kirk says, you know, Zach Robinson gets my ear. He says, hey, we're going to go to the boundary. We're going to try to get what we can, and we're going to get out of bounds at the boundary. And then right before they're about to, you know, put the play in, he goes, screw it, throw the slant, throw the slant. Just last minute made the decision, hey, I guess him and Raheem got together, said we can do it, throw the freaking slant in the middle of the field. I thought I'd go for it about this last night as well. This is, you know, when you see head coaches and they create these situations in practice, hey, you guys got a minute 20, a minute 20, two timeouts. Right, and you practice the situations with the field goal team running on the field or clocking it, or you also have a four-minute mode where the quarterback is dropping back as much as he can and he throws it really high and tries to waste as much time as he can. I'm pretty sure, I'd have to go back and check, I'm pretty sure that the threshold for that, for when a head coach makes a decision that, hey, we can clock this fast enough, I'm pretty sure it's either 13 or 14 seconds. To where a head coach, when they look at their sheet, they say, hey, we actually have enough time to get down in bounds and clock this ball. I'm pretty sure it's 14 seconds.
Well, Art said,
so you're down to 12, and you're going, you know what, man, I think we can get it done.
And we talked about it on the broadcast. Art goes, not enough room for the middle. You've got to find something on the outside. And, you know, I just don't think they can get it done. And when they do it, it was just like, Wes looks at Arch, and I look at Arch because we all look, and all I hear is, wow. And it's because it was perfectly executed. It reminds me of a couple years ago in college football when TCU goes on the undefeated.
Yeah.
They're winning all those games.
Yep.
And Sonny Dykes says, screw it, I'll run the field goal team out there. I got plenty of time. And he goes, well, we practice it. He goes, we practice this every – we knew exactly how much time we needed. I also think that it's important to touch about – that's why Raheem is here, and that's why Zach Robinson is here. And we may have not had trust in everything that we've seen so far this year, but they've got the, as I like to call, the testicular fortitude
to
trust everything they've worked on and their players. And I don't know if a lot of the old school thinking doesn't always, you know, play to that. It's play it safe.
Aggressive, right. Aggressive decision-making. Not play calling, aggressive decision-making and play calling. And look, man. We'll continue to roll on this Falcons Victory Friday. And I had that thought, Bo, and you're going to love it. It's an imperfect team, but it's my imperfect team, right? And this team's got some things to work on. But, boy, they're a gritty group, dude. A gritty group of dudes.
Keep your phone calls coming.
Yeah.
We're going to get to more of
these. Stay on the line.
But also, at some point, I'm going to get to Kirk Cousins numbers I thought about. But yeah. I can't go any further, Mike. I cannot go any further in this show without eating crow. I was very hard on one player this week because I felt like they deserved it, the tough love. And
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Their flowers are coming.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.